Competitive swimming demands extraordinary energy expenditure, burning up to 4 times more calories than running the same distance on land. Think about how your body manages output when you're driving that high cadence on the run or holding steady watts on the bike. Now translate that metabolic demand to the water. Every pull, every kick, every race day execution requires precision. That's exactly why proper nutrition isn't just about eating more. It's about strategic fueling tailored to your training intensity, event specialization, and precise timing. We're talking about preventing energy depletion, optimizing recovery, and peaking when it matters most. Let's break down your caloric and macronutrient requirements. Daily needs vary significantly based on your training volume and athlete profile. Take a look at the numbers. Distance swimmers logging 9,000 yards are looking at 5,000 to 6,000 calories daily. Male sprinters hitting 5,000 yards need around 3,000 to 4,500. For our female athletes, you're generally looking at 20 to 25% fewer calories than your male counterparts for the exact same workload, though peak training phases can push you right up to nearly 5,600 calories a day. Your energy system demands shift dramatically depending on your event. Distance events rely heavily on aerobic metabolism, contributing up to 81% of your energy for a 400-meter race. Sprint events. You're tapping primarily into anaerobic pathways, with aerobic contributions dropping to as low as 15.3% for a 50-meter dash. To support this, carbohydrates must form your nutritional foundation. You're targeting 55 to 65% of total intake, or 6 to 12 grams per kilogram of body weight daily, scaling directly with how hard you're training. Protein is your next priority. You need 1.2 to 2 grams per kilogram daily, which is substantially higher than the 0.8 grams recommended for non-athletes. Think of protein as your muscle repair crew. Distribute it throughout the day rather than dumping it all in one large dose. Pair that with healthy fats making up 20 to 30% of your calories. Prioritize omega-3s and monounsaturated sources to support hormone production and keep inflammation in check. Don't overlook your micronutrients. Iron for oxygen transport, calcium and vitamin D for bone density, and B vitamins plus magnesium for energy metabolism and muscle function. These are the quiet workhorses keeping your engine running smooth. Now let's talk strategic fueling, pre-workout, mid-session, and recovery. Timing is just as critical as composition. For morning sessions, consume a balanced meal 3 to 4 hours before training, focusing on starchy carbohydrates, lean protein, and fluids. When time is tight, opt for easily digestible simple carbohydrates like bananas, dates, applesauce, or a sports drink. And listen closely. Strictly avoid high-fat, spicy, high-fiber, and carbonated foods before you hit the water. They slow digestion and guarantee gastrointestinal distress when you're trying to maintain your stroke rate. Once your workout exceeds 60 minutes, fueling becomes non-negotiable. Aim for 30 to 60 grams of carbohydrates per hour, supplemented with 5 to 10 grams of protein. Because your digestive system adapts to training, you must practice mid-workout nutrition during regular practices. Train your gut now so you don't face race day gastrointestinal failures when you're fighting for position. Recovery begins the second you exit the pool, and it follows the 3 R's: refuel, rebuild, and rehydrate. Consume a snack or meal within 30 minutes post-workout featuring a 3-to-1 or 4-to-1 carbohydrate-to-protein ratio. This maximizes glycogen replenishment and muscle protein synthesis. Ideal options include chocolate milk, Greek yogurt with fruit, or a turkey sandwich on whole grain bread. Maintain consistent nutrient intake every 3 to 4 hours throughout the day to sustain that recovery process for up to 48 hours. Now, hydration and race day execution. Despite being surrounded by water, swimmers are highly susceptible to dehydration. A mere 2% loss in body fluid significantly impairs performance and reduces muscle strength. During hour-long sessions, drink 16 to 24 ounces of fluid, sipping 6 to 8 ounces every 15 to 20 minutes. Replace every pound of body weight lost with 16 to 24 ounces of fluid, incorporating electrolytes for optimal balance. For open water athletes, generally avoid feeding stations for events under 5 kilometers due to time penalties, but you must utilize them for distances of 10 kilometers or longer. Race day nutrition requires meticulous planning. Eat a high carbohydrate, easily digestible meal 2 to 4 hours before your first race. Fuel between heats based on your recovery windows. Fluids for gaps under 1 hour, small carbohydrate snacks for 1 to 2 hour gaps, and substantial carb-protein combinations for breaks exceeding 2 hours. Crucially, never experiment with new foods or supplements on competition day. Test all nutrition strategies 3 to 4 times during training to ensure digestive tolerance and maintain energy across multiple events. This is where your race day execution separates you from the pack. Elite swimming performance hinges on treating food as precise fuel rather than casual sustenance. Remember the key principles. Match your carbohydrate intake to training intensity, distribute protein throughout the day, and strictly adhere to your pre, mid, and post-workout timing windows. Hydration must be proactive and measured. Race day strategies must be rigorously practiced in training to avoid gastrointestinal distress. By personalizing your nutrition plans, training your digestive system, and executing consistent fueling strategies, you will sustain energy, accelerate recovery, and unlock your full competitive potential. Treat your plate like your training plan, execute with precision, and see you in the water.